Long time no talk, stranger.
That's true, John.
We took the All-Star break off and then some.
Is that what we did? Have we not talked since the All-Star break?
Since before the All-Star break, yeah. It's
Jeez.
been that long.
Bunch of slackers. Do you think people miss us, John?
I think they do. They were clamoring. I could hear it in the streets. Oh, wait, that was just a protest.
I like to think of myself as a really macho person. Well, mostly macho. Well, half macho. Well, a little macho. But there's a part of me that really wants to have people miss us. And the other part of me wants to beat the hell out of that other part of me.
Don't be so hard on yourself.
You said hard on.
Okay, so this is episode 106, I believe, of Fall
Yeah, something like
Territory.
that, right? 106 or
Yeah.
107?
106, I believe. I believe.
Really?
I believe. I think it's 106.
You
Is
know
it
what I believe,
107?
John? I believe the children
One,
are the
two,
future.
three,
And if you
four, five,
teach
six,
them well and
seven.
let them
Yeah,
lead the
you're
way.
right. It is 107.
You know how I know it was
See, I'm
107,
so
John?
confused.
Because
How's
when I
that?
first started, I thought it was 106. And for the last 70 episodes or so, I have been wrong to myself by one. So I
Oh,
have
so you
just
were right
recently
this time.
started calibrating, like, oh, if I think it's 106, then it must be 107.
And you were right this time.
And I was right this time.
107.
Yes.
Yes.
Henceforth, John, I will
Yeah.
always be right. And people will care, and this will matter.
Okay, so let's get into the show. I'm John Sumple. He's Jed Rigney.
I am Jed Rigney.
And in honor of episode 107, and we're using the one of IMDb's lists for top comedies of all time. Number seven all time is the classic Dumb and Dumber.
That is a very good film. Also, it's a sports movie because it's got Seabass, played by Cam Neely, right? Everyone knows Cam Neely from the Boston Bruins.
I remember Cam Neely. I remember Sebastian Janikowski as Seabass with the Raiders, but I don't remember the
Oh,
reference
that's
in the
right.
film.
No,
I
in the
don't remember. I
film,
mean,
he's
I saw that film when
Seabass.
it came out, and
Yeah.
that's all I remember.
Hold
I don't
the
remember
phone,
much.
John. You have not watched Dumb and Dumber since it came out?
I saw it in the theater, and that
Oh
was
my
the only
God.
time I've ever seen it.
John. John, how can you even consider yourself a human being on this earth? You got to watch that movie at least every 5 or 6 years. It is that good.
Is it that good?
It is that good. I mean, it's full-blown Farrelly brothers. They hit every note perfectly. Two characters. It spawned, look at how many sequels it spawned. Terrible sequels, mind you. Just awful. Abominations, even. And even as bad as that is the bad that this film has generated out of it is still in itself absolutely genius.
We'll have to watch it.
Yeah. I mean, if you like to laugh, if you're one of those people.
I'll put it on the long list that's getting longer and longer by the day because I have seen one movie in the theater and maybe one or two movies on my laptop or on a TV
Laptop movies are
broadcasted to a
called
TV.
pornography, John. That's what we just call it now. We just
No.
call it pornography.
I
It's
watched the
not called laptop
entire last
movies.
season of Game of Thrones on my laptop. Game of
Oh, that's
Thrones on my
fun.
laptop. Yeah, isn't that the best?
Yeah.
Yeah, so no, not a lot of movie watching since. And we're coming up, believe it or not, on 1 year. In a week and a half, it'll be 1 year
Of what, John?
on the road.
Oh, on
On
the
the
road.
road.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you did. I didn't know if you meant the royal we for yourself
Or
or
the
we as
we,
a
you and me,
collective, like
we.
mankind, because we as a mankind has got all kinds of things that we're coming up on a year on. And so, but you mean you
Yeah.
and your wife's trip
Me and my
around
lovely
South
wife
America.
around the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're
Yeah.
coming up on our 1 year anniversary
That's great.
in foreign lands.
Yeah.
Probably should get into baseball since this
I
is a
mean, look,
baseball
eventually,
podcast.
John, right? I bought a car. Our new sponsor is
Oh,
Lexus.
nice.
Lexus. When you think that BMWs are a little too loud, get a Lexus. How about that?
A little quieter
When the
car.
German engineering is like a little bit loud, and you're just like, I just want a luxury car that is smooth. Why can't I get that? Well, you have to have the performance. The BMW gives the performance. All right, but
Yeah.
I'm paying a lot of money for a car. I feel like the ride should be smooth. No, you want the performance. I'm driving around the city, man. I'm not on the Autobahn.
Buy a Lexus. Did you test both?
I've test driven every car, John.
Oh, wow.
Every car.
It's busy. That's why we haven't done the podcast.
The best car out there right now, SUV. We're looking, talking SUVs here, right? Because that's what my wife and I wanted to get. Best car out there, Acura. Mm-hmm. Just best car. Second best car, Lexus. Lexus has more cachet than Acura, so Acura lost out. And Lexus is now our new sponsor.
Fantastic. Yeah. Are there any limitations on what we can and can't say?
We can say everything we want. Because here's the thing. Cool. It's a made-up sponsor, right? Shh, John, no, don't tell anyone. It's just a made-up sponsor, right? Either. But hopefully, unlike our Snapple experience, it won't turn out that there's more sugar in Lexuses than in Acuras.
That's good. That's funny.
That's a little callback for some of our older listeners. Long-term listeners, they can be young. It doesn't matter. They don't have to be old. The older ones probably don't remember anything.
Those were back in the day when you were in New York.
Yeah.
And you're probably very happy that you weren't in the NYC this past weekend.
Wow. The blackout was right in my neighborhood.
Was it really?
It was right in my neighborhood.
The heat,
yeah.
The blackout, the urine, the subways.
So amazing. I love it. We can't actually, technically, we can't actually wait to move back.
But you probably missed those sandwiches across the street.
Those sandwiches were so good. There's no place in LA like that. You just go across the street and grab a great sandwich.
It's a different experience. LA, you have to drive somewhere. New York, you can walk anywhere.
Yeah.
Or subway anywhere.
Yeah. Well,
it's the best.
Maybe you stay away from the subways for a while till Bill de Blasio's done spending the city government's money on his campaign.
Right. Oh, politics.
God.
What are we up to, 30, 40 candidates running for president?
I don't know.
I lost track.
It's such a mess. Like, what is de Blasio doing? Everybody hates that guy. Like, Democrats hate that guy. What is he doing? Like, the city is falling apart. Go back and do your job.
You know, I'm so out of touch with what's going on in the political sphere in the United States. And I'm completely out of touch with what's going on in Ecuador. So
I'm going to tell you right now, John, there's not much going on in politics. Everyone's been really cool. Yeah, both sides are getting along. Lots of some laws are being passed, but they all benefit everyone. And there's been no disagreements.
Wow.
And the media has done anything sort of exaggerating anything or spreading false stories to gain views. And
can't
and
wait
clicks.
To come back.
Yeah, no, it's like a completely new world, John. You're going to come on back. You'll love it. It'll be great.
It's great. It'll be great. Okay, trade season.
Baseball.
Yes. Some
trade
headlines.
Season's here, man. We got who went already? Cashner to the Red Sox. This was a great signing. He was sort of okay for the Orioles, and the Red Sox actually gave up kind of an okay prospect for this. You wonder about trash. Cashner is Trashner.
He's got 9 victories, 9 W's this year, doesn't
and,
he?
No, but they're like fluke. It's like a fluke, man. You don't count wins. Look at this guy. He goes to Boston.
His ERA's over 5.
It's grotesque. Then Homer Bailey gets traded to the Athletics. What is going on here?
Wow,
let's trade some real players. You got Madison Bumgarner. Everybody's waiting to see where he's going. And then the Giants start winning games.
Right. I remember you said in the beginning of the season, and probably up until about a month and a half ago, they were one of the worst teams in the league. And
they
go crazy.
It's amazing, though. They are one of the worst teams in the league. Here's the problem. The middle of baseball in the National League. I'm talking about the between the Marlins and the Dodgers. I mean, I guess you can put the Braves up there.
Well, everybody's in there, right?
No, the Dodgers and the Braves are really the cut above. I mean, the Dodgers are cut above everyone. Braves are cut above everyone else. And then there's just everyone except the Marlins.
Right. It's the Marlins
so
are the
bizarre.
Only team out of it. Everybody
I think
else
the
has
Reds,
a shot.
I think
only
the
seven
Reds
games.
Have. I think the Reds have. Worked that a week ago they were in it, but I think they've gone on like a 7-game losing streak. So I think,
well, they could pull a Giants run and get back in the hunt.
I know, right? It's everything's just so mediocre, and it's like, is that a mediocre?
Mediocre,
yeah.
Is that a?
I don't know. It's my New York accent.
It's a Midwestern link.
Mediocre.
Jeez, I can't even talk. Neither of us can.
We're so out of practice, John. I am
so
Jed Rickney.
Sorry, everybody. We're stepping all over each other. We're mispronouncing words. Oh, boy.
Yeah, I would say this is very mediocre.
Very mediocre. But what are the biggest rumors are Bumgarner and Syndergaard, right? So
and Bauer, yeah. Those are the three. Even with the Indians in it, there's still Bauer rumors. So, I don't know. What's his name? Kluber is supposed to be coming back soon. It's hard to tell, right? Like, it's hard to tell if they're just kind of gauging stuff or if it actually is, like, real trade rumor stuff.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's no bats again. I mean, I guess Nick Castellanos maybe and Whit Merrifield they're talking about a little bit might be available. But we've seen this for the last couple of years. Remember a couple of years ago, J.D. Martinez got traded to the Diamondbacks for a bag of baseballs.
Right. Right.
Hit 30 home runs in the second half, but it was just like, yeah, but you know, you can get that anywhere.
It's going to be interesting to see if there's any like if you're the Giants, do you give? I mean, if I'm the Giants and the Mets, I'm like, I'm selling because I need to get something when these players are of high value.
Yeah.
I would.
It's tough though, man. I always like to think that if I ran a team, I would be so clinical and like, just like, you know, sorry, this is what makes the team better, like Belichick. But, like, mm-hmm. fans do like certain players, and you do risk, like, alienating people and turning them off to your product, especially in a city like right. New York where, yeah, they can do something else, or L.A., they can do something else. San Francisco, people like going to the game because it's not covered in human feces like the rest of the town is. It's like it's a way to get away from all that.
Right, it's far enough.
Very unlikely to step on a used needle at the ballpark, so that's a plus.
Sure, and yeah, far enough away from the Tenderloin District. Well,
right.
Pretty much in every five blocks in either direction. Are those the three biggest rumors then?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's a lot of relief pitchers, right? And it's like relief mm-hmm. pitchers from good teams and from bad teams. Like they're talking about Kirby Yates from the Padres.
Right.
Like,
right.
I mean, the Padres are kind of out of it, and you would maximize your return, but that's a cheap player. Why don't you just keep him for next year?
Like, right, right.
I don't know. There's a certain amount. I love analytics, but to a degree, you know? Like, let's.
Yeah,
let's
but the whole thing with closers, though, it seems like unless you're, like, super, super dominant and you have been in, you're in that 2-3 year trend, you're probably going to get 2-3 years after that because it seems like anybody can step up into the closer role.
Yeah. That's
that
true.
Seems to be happening. So,
that's
you know.
True. And then, like, looking at Diaz last year, he was, you know.
Right. Lights out 2-3 years
and
in
Blake
a row.
Trinan.
And Blake Trinan.
And then this yeah. year, those two have been, you know, poopy pants. That's the yeah, technical yeah. term. For those listening, that's the
poopy
technical
pants.
Term.
Yeah. So, did you have a chance to watch the Hall of Fame ceremonies yesterday?
I watched a little bit of the – I watched a little bit of Roy Halladay's because I thought – I don't know. That's just such a tragic thing that I couldn't help yeah. but watch it.
Were there tears shed?
Not by me, because I didn't know Roy, and he didn't pitch for either of my teams. But just it's such a sad thing. And just I wanted to watch a sad. You know, sometimes you just want to watch a sad thing, John.
Did anybody show up to see Harold Baines get inducted?
Well, Harold's family did, but most
okay.
of them were just
any White Sox fans.
But most of the Harold Baines family was like, "Wait, are you sure you mean Harold Baines?" Anyway, I made many jokes about Harold Baines, but God bless him. There are worse players in the Hall of Fame than him. I guess that's one thing.
Well, Don Mattingly has to feel like his chances are pretty darn good now. So I think he's a shoo-in in the next 2 or 3 years.
You know, of course, Harold Baines didn't sully his reputation by being a terrible manager.
Oh, they won't look at that.
I don't know. Who knows what they look at? It's the Veterans Committee. They looked at Lee Smith and
That's
they were
true.
Like, we like Lee Smith. Put him in.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Lee's, well, who else do you like? That feels like a
Lee
weird.
Looked like he's been enjoying a few burgers since retirement.
You know who's been enjoying burgers is the kid.
Oh, yeah.
Ken Griffey Jr.
Oh, yeah,
out.
Yeah. He has pudged up a little bit. Yeah.
Seems bless like his heart. Time, he can do whatever he wants. He's, you know, worth $100 million.
Right.
But, woof.
Right. Yeah. It's all good.
Mix in a
they
mix
get
in
big.
An Atkins shake at some point, you know?
Was there a favorite moment from the ceremony?
I mean, as a Red Sox fan, whatever, but Mariano Rivera, man. Unanimous. You know, there's somebody ran some stupid political smear against him on the day. Like, such classless garbage. But what a great, great, great person. You know, helping out his community. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, just in it. Like, I don't know that we'll ever see a relief pitcher that good ever again.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and we'll see it. There'll be another Roy Halladay. There'll be another Mike Mussina. There'll be, you know, whatever. Those are the great players. And Edgar Martinez is probably the greatest DH of all time and just absolutely deserves to be there. Should have been in there earlier. Mm-hmm. But, man, Mariano Rivera is just like, he was such a robot, like such a machine.
Yeah, one pitch.
One pitch. That cutter that just, man.
And you knew it was coming. You just had to judge where it was going to be in the zone and still miss it.
Do you remember when they started, I remember a couple of teams started pinch hitting for him with right-handed batters.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was just devastating left-handed batters. So they were just like, well, let's stick a righty out there. Maybe it'll cut too much and get out on the bat, you know? So
yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, good stuff. I didn't get a chance to see
him. Also, the Roy Halladay stuff was beautiful. And God bless his wife and family.
His wife was up there, right?
Yeah. And
she accepted on his behalf?
And she did a great job, and it was very touching. If you have YouTube, if you have the internet, people, go out there, watch it. It's a very baseball-y sort of, you know, sentimental things.
So what's this headline about Hector Neris? Suspended 3 games for throwing at somebody?
Right. So he threw at David Freeze's head of the Dodgers. This guy was like basically a one-man meltdown against the Dodgers. He blew a save one night, and then he threw it by giving up a three-run home run. Then he threw it David Freeze. He got suspended. He appealed the suspension, and then 2 nights later, got the save against the Dodgers and was like screaming at them in the dugout after the game. It was so bizarre. And then Max Muncy followed it up with something pithy like, well, he's blown 8 saves against us. He's just excited he finally got one. So
that's the second time he's thrown some shade, isn't it? Didn't he do
he set Madison Bumgarner straight with his, if you don't want me to watch the home run, then go get it out of the water.
This was a touching story. Following Tyler Skaggs' death, the Angels pitched a combined no-hitter against the Marlins, right?
That's right. No, it was against the Mariners.
The Mariners, yeah.
Yeah, it was so bizarre, this game.
Yeah, and it was interesting, too, because Dee Gordon, who was with the Marlins at the time, that Alex Fernandez. That's going way back. What's his name?
Jose
Fernandez. Jeez. Alex Fernandez, long time ago, back in the 90s. So when Jose Fernandez passed away, and that was a rough moment for him. So I remember reading a few things about how it was very poignant to have to go and play in a game like that. You know, the first game back after the death of a player. It's pretty brutal.
Yeah, it's
but it was a combined no-hitter, right?
Combined no-hitter. And there's like all these weird things. Like the last time there was a combined no-hitter in California was on the date of Tyler Skaggs' birth.
Oh, jeez, really?
And then like Mike Trout hit a 454-foot home run. And 45 was Skaggs' number. And in the fifth inning, there was a 4-pitch walk that was the only what broke up the perfect game.
Mm-hmm.
It was just all this 45. weird 45 stuff, and you know, it was a beautiful night for baseball, and I hope for his family as well. And
his mom that threw out the first pitch of that game, and she threw a strike from the rubber.
She cranked it up.
She did. It was impressive. Yeah. And she didn't even, like, there was no, you know, thought. She just got out there, took the ball, and
maybe the Angels should call her up.
Strike. They could use a pitcher.
They've already got the jersey. Is that a bad joke? Is that in bad taste?
That was probably a bad joke. The Dark Knight is done. The sun has set on the Dark Knight.
That's right. They cut the Dark
Knight. I don't think he's coming back.
Here's the thing that I don't understand about Matt Harvey, right? He's with the Mets, and it's not a good situation, like, at all. And then they put him in the bullpen, and then they kind of bring him back to start, and then they trade him to the Reds. And then he does well with the Reds.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't he just stay with the Reds?
Because he wanted to parlay that into a nice $11 million one-year deal. Didn't even last a year.
I just feel like, I don't know, like I feel like at a certain point, like maybe you take eight and you stay in the place that's
stay
working.
Stay where you are. Yeah.
If it's like, well, especially if it's like, I don't know, maybe he's thinking like, you know, I don't, it's not because of them. It's, I'm just that gifted and I just needed to get away from New York. But man, so many times you see a player leave like a successful situation and then just be like, what, why? That's, you're, it's successful.
So, do you think he comes back though? You think he's done?
No.
You think, no? You think
I
he's
mean,
done? Put a fork in him.
I mean,
he might
he
wind up with
the
New Jersey
ERA, man.
Independent League, somebody yeah. or others, just one more try. Who knows?
Yeah, or maybe, I don't know, maybe the Marlins say, because everyone who picks him up, it's like, whatever, $50,000 for the rest of the year, right? So
right, right. So it would be worth it to for somebody just to see if they could catch, you know, one or two good outings from him. Who knows?
I mean, it'd be cool if he went to Japan.
And dominated.
And just dominated, right? Like, wow, what a great film that would be. If he gets signed in Japan, I'm going to contact his people and pitch that as a film.
Yeah, that would be a good film.
I'm going to pitch that as a film, as a documentary film. I think that would be a hot
film. How do you say
film.
How do you say Dark Knight in Japanese?
Don't. You know what? John, your racism is rampant.
I'm just curious. And did Francisco Cervelli give up catching anytime soon, or was it a while ago?
So he this was fairly recent. And there's some he's now kind of backpedaling a little bit, like maybe I will keep catching because he's probably thinking, well, my bat isn't good enough to really play any other position. But he's a solid bat. But apparently the concussions have just been like wrecking him. And I'll be honest with you, Francisco, if you've got concussions, maybe catching's not the place to be.
No, not a good place.
I mean, you're one Jake Mariznick slam from, from
so
nowhere.
So third base, first base, outfield, corner outfield.
I mean, maybe he could play some first base, but his bat is so light, there's just no way it plays anywhere else. He's got
DH,
good on-base percentage.
Pinch hitter, bench
hitter. Yeah, maybe
hitter.
Just like a bench guy, nice guy to have around.
Could fill in anywhere, right?
Yeah, he's probably made enough to retire, though, right? Like, he's probably made a few mils, so...
Yeah.
It's been around.
So this was a very disturbing story when it came out a couple weeks ago with Carlos Carrasco being diagnosed with leukemia. He was out for, I think, a couple months, and they were trying to figure out what was wrong with him. And then it was a personal thing. And usually when it goes the personal route, you know, suspicions start flying. Is it health? Is it family? Is it relationship related? And then this news came out. He was the one that kind of announced it, and he intends to still play, though, right?
They're talking about he might be able to play this year with leukemia.
That's crazy.
So treat it, and then, but yeah, apparently they've known it was that, but they just sort of kept it under wraps until he came out with it. And yeah, it's tough, man. The Indians caught some bad breaks. That's a bad break for him. I wish him the best. What I've heard is that they've caught it early enough that it's not. I mean, obviously it's life-threatening, but that it's a high risk, a high chance of you know, going into remission or whatever it is that leukemia does. I don't know if you can ever be cured of it, but whatever, you know.
Yeah, I think I'm not well-versed in leukemia. Most of the leukemia cases that I was aware of, even as a kid, I had a friend who passed away from it, so... yeah, let's move on to less...
That's great.
Depressing things. So Commissioner Manfred says there's no alterations to the ball. They studied it. They looked at it. They said the height might be a little different, but it overall
the
it's not
centering long tighter. Of the pill inside the ball might have been blah, blah, blah. I'm going to tell you something very interesting. I read this wording and I put it in exactly as they had it there. Manfred says they didn't alter the ball to get more home runs.
But they did alter it.
But I'm just saying, but then what did they alter it for?
Right. Better launch angles.
Yeah. We wanted more runs, but not home runs specifically. Oh, okay.
Right.
I'm just saying legalese, right? Lawyer stuff.
Right.
And Verlander has
Justin
come
Verlander
out.
Going
he says
crazy.
The balls are juiced. It's turning the game into a joke.
Says he who's given up more home runs than any pitcher in baseball this year.
Says he who's making $30 million to play baseball. It's a joke, John.
Right. Baseball is a joke. He has the best, among the best ERA, best whip, most wins. Yeah, it's a joke. It's a huge joke.
Yeah.
It's multi-million dollar joke.
It's a billion-dollar
joke. Yeah.
No one's taking it seriously anymore, John. It's a joke. Okay.
It's a laugher.
Why don't you dial it down, Verlander?
Yeah. Just be happy that you rejuvenated your career.
Maybe someone's not getting some at home. You know, maybe his balls are juiced.
So you, Darvish, back on winning terms at Wrigley Field?
I thought
he's
that was just so
quiet since he came back.
Yeah, he's been a very bad signing, John. It's a very regrettable contract for the Cubs.
Yeah. Cubs have had a few of those, actually.
Yeah. Well, you know,
that's the mediocrity.
Theo
Epstein
is a genius, but the dude does know how to make some bad signings.
And he hasn't pushed. I mean, the team did that like big response, and they were on a run, and then they slid backward. So that entire division up for grabs. You know, like even the Reds, even though they're under 500, they still have a legitimate shot if they were to go crazy. If they were to go all San Francisco Giants.
Or like Oakland Athletics. Can you imagine?
Yeah, as we know, as we've been saying all season long, the A's run is nigh. Yeah. It's nigh. Then
they're on like a half run right now, aren't they? Aren't they in the wild card?
They're in the second wild card, I think. I think they're a game up on the Rays
On the Rays, right? The Rays have managed to
Fall out of it, yeah. Both the Rays and the Red Sox are out of the playoffs if the season ended today, which is crazy. Which, you know, we thought those were the three best teams in baseball earlier in the season. Earlier in the season, before the Dodgers went crazy and the Astros rebounded and the Yankees survived their...
The Dodgers have always been the best team, John, this year. I stated at the beginning that this is the best team in baseball, and this is the best Dodgers team of the better than the previous 2 years. I just want it on record, John. Okay. We're going lawyer here. I want it on record.
Okay. I want to be on the record that the Dodgers won't even make it to the World Series this year.
Okay, yeah, you can speculate all you want. I'm just talking about who is the best. Who was the
right
best
team? Okay,
Dodgers. Yeah. The Dodgers will still be the best team at the end of the year. But that doesn't mean they're going to win the World Series. So.
Right. Doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. Well,
it
means
down to who's got the best pitching at the right time.
Okay.
So who makes the best trades? Who's on a hot streak?
Mm-hmm.
We'll
mm-hmm.
see.
Okay.
We'll see. Okay. Well, the Dodgers will go to the World Series and lose for the third year in a row. So
that would be very, very
not
odd.
Good.
Not good.
Says the fan of the Dodgers.
I'm just saying, that would be not good.
The equation. No, it would not be good. So, Tigers extended Al Avila. Is that
Did you even know that Al Avila? I barely even knew that he was the GM there. And what's he done? What's he done with this team that, like, they don't have a great farm system? They have a terrible product on the field. Why did they re-sign
him?
What's going on? Is there just a trust running the team, so they just whatever?
I'm forgetting the guy's name. The pizza guy starts with an I. The owner that passed away a few years ago.
Ilitch,
yeah. So he was like spending money like a, you know, he just wanted to win. He just wanted to win, and he was buying whatever he needed. And then they were like, well, okay, now that Mr. Moneybags isn't here anymore, we have to be a little bit more prudent with what we're doing here. We have to pay off the rest of this ridiculous contract that we're paying to, what's his name? Miggy.
Yeah,
and we still got, what, 3-4 years left on that thing?
Oh, man, it's forever.
It's brutal. Yeah. It's not Bobby Bonilla brutal, but.
Oh, it's brutaler.
It's brutaler because it's happening in the now.
Because it's now and it's more money. It's like $30 million a year or whatever. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's killer. It's a killer. And you get to the point where they're going to do, you know, they might say, like, you know, would you like a front office job? And we'll just take you off the field.
Yeah.
And we can.
I mean, you would need a few people to get him off the field.
To get him off the
field. Yeah.
Well, congratulations, Al. Well done.
Yeah. Not terribly well done? I don't know.
Bravo for your mediocrity.
Yeah. See, it works.
It does work. So CeCe Sabathia, he's volunteering this, or the Yankees have expressed this about a front office role? Or is that what you do now when you've been with a team and you've earned the right to voice your desires? Like, this is what I'd like to do next. Is it a special assistant to the GM, which is basically you show up for spring training type of thing, or does he have bigger intentions?
You know, I don't know. I saw the story and I was like, wow, CeCe Sabathia says he's interested in a front office role with the Yankees. And I thought, oh, I know, that must be where the kitchen is.
That's usually the back of the house, not the front of the house, the back of the house. But he probably knows where the burgers are stashed.
And the maybe pantry, the cabinet the pantry is right next to the front office. So they're like, he's like, yeah, I'd like a front office position. That way I don't have to go up these stairs to get to these muffins. Have you tried the blueberry muffins? They're fantastic.
They're fantastic.
That's my impression of CeCe Sabathia, by the way.
It's book dead it. On, too.
Book yeah. it. I do so a pretty John, good. I do a pretty good Liam Neeson, a good Sean Connery, but my CeCe Sabathia is dead, bang on,
dead on, dead on. Should I ask you for a tasting of your?
Oh yeah, no thanks,
Sean Connery.
But it just comes out right. It's like I'm a Russian U-boat commander. I'm a Spanish nobleman. You know what I mean? Like that's Fair Connery well. Just kind of comes out when it comes out. Liam Neeson's harder too because you have to like really get yourself intense to do it. Like. I'm Liam Neeson. I have a particular set of skills. And you have to like you have to say Liam Neeson until right, you to, get the accent. Liam right, Liam Neeson. To, Liam Liam Neeson. I'm Liam right. Neeson. I'm Liam Neeson.
Yeah, that doesn't work as well. You have to be intense.
I'm Morgan
right?
Freeman. Get... Come and watch Shawshank Redemption.
Wow. This is the Rich Little show.
Yeah. Very
going
little.
Way back.
More like poor little.
So Ken Giles hurts his elbow getting a massage or punching his face? How did he do that?
No, oddly enough, someone else hurt him this time, and it was a massager, a masseur, or masseuse.
A masseuse.
Yeah.
And how did this happen?
Elbow damage.
And that's
so
why
he wasn't
on
able
for
to
10
end
days?
The games anymore for that time.
Oh, so to speak.
But. Right. Don't worry, the Blue Jays brought in Dakota Hudson, and they had a happy ending.
There you go. But he's better now. He's back. He pitched last
he's
night.
Back in the, so he's back in the swing of things.
Back in the game.
Yeah. Yeah. He's not jerking so around anymore.
Anymore? So Dwight Gooden, this is unfortunate.
Yeah.
He and Daryl Strawberry have had their fair share of run-ins with the law due to their affinities for the drink and the drug, which is unfortunate.
Yes. The white powder especially.
Yeah, yeah. Cocaine possession last month.
Yeah, and here's the thing. I don't know if you remember Dwight Gooden, but I wasn't a Mets fan or anything like that, but my gosh.
Yeah.
What an absolute...
Up.
When he came up, come
24
on.
24-3. I think his rookie year, second year, or whatever it was. Yeah, he was dynamite.
He was so great. And then, you know, it's like New York City, and it's the 80s, and there turns out there's drugs there. But, you know, cocaine is actually making, I don't want to say a comeback, because it's having a resurgence in popularity. Uh-huh. And come on, people. I'm sure no one listening to this is on cocaine, because, frankly, you just don't have the time when you're on cocaine to listen to a baseball podcast.
No.
But you know what? If you want to know what it's
unless
like...
Unless you put it on high speed.
I was going to say, put us on high speed, then it'll sound like we're on cocaine.
There you go. And you can get through
the only white lines I care about, John, are the foul lines of the baseball field.
That's right. Foul territory. A baseball podcast. I'm John Sumple. He's Jed Rigney.
I am still Jed Rigney.
Well, let's hope, you know, you say you hope somebody straightens their life out, but this far down the road, it's just, you know, there's a good chance it's going to keep repeating itself.
Yeah.
And it usually doesn't end well, which is unfortunate. Yeah.
You ever watch those celebrity rehab shows?
I have not.
I got to say, I'm not much for reality television, but there is the train wreckness of that is an absolutely off the chart. Like, incredible.
It's good,
like,
watcher.
I mean, it's, I don't know. These are like people who were formerly, yeah, it was Dr. Drew, yeah. Formerly like super successful and famous people, or somewhat successful and somewhat famous, whatever. But like top of the world, or at least like top of the continent, you know what I mean?
Right.
And just to see them just like hanging on for dear life, it's so sad and kind of hilarious, unfortunately. It is one of those things that's it's hilarable, right? It's hilarious, right. And
all their willingness to go and do it is to try to stay relevant, and it just is a train wreck waiting to happen.
Exactly. And if I'll be honest with you, I wouldn't find it funny if it was just one of these people trying to work it out. But the fact that they go on camera and like air their grievances and air their stuff, like, man, you know what? Can't help it if it's a comedy.
So how about this? Was this march for this Puerto Rican march was just a couple days ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, like
if I'm recalling.
So it turns out, like, and obviously people can say whatever they want about the U.S. president, but the Puerto Rican government, it turns out,
they
it's
do.
Like loaded with corrupt individuals. And it turns out, like, a lot of the money that's being sent there to help the people actually didn't make it to the people. Well, it made it to some people.
Right.
But not the collective people.
The one smiling. Yeah. The one smiling. It made it to them. Very few of them, but it made it to them.
Oh, man.
So Yachty was joining in on the march.
Yeah. Yachty's like, I don't know if you know, but he's like, he's getting fired up. And I love it. I love seeing he's like, when Mariznick clobbered that catcher, I don't remember who he clobbered, but Mariznick clobbered that catcher. Like, Yachty was like all over Instagram, like, dropping F-bombs on people and giving them the middle finger emoji. Anyone who was like, this is a clean hit, he was like, F you! It was really great.
Wow.
Yeah, intense. Intense. I like it.
I love Yachty. Yeah, he's the best.
I'm excited to see post-baseball Yachty. Like, what's this guy going to do? It's an intense
dude.
What's he
going to do? Yeah, he's probably
going to get more
tattoos.
Maybe he'll work in the front office. He'll get more tattoos. Look, normally I say if you get neck tattoos, it is a job limiter. But I think for him, it's an exception.
Baseball works. He can do whatever he wants, as far as I'm concerned. Yeah, he's great. So what's this Liam Hendricks thing? I don't quite understand this.
So for the All-Star, Liam Hendricks made the All-Star team because I guess they had to have someone to replace Blake Treinen, who wasn't available because he's injured. And so the Athletics tried to do like a classy move and run an ad in Australia, like, promoting Liam Hendricks because he's Canadian. Great job, Jed, because he's Australian. But they ran it with the slogan that the Oakland Athletics have, which is rooted in Oakland, but rooted in Australia means had sex with, effed, you will. So they're basically saying like effed in Oakland.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was that a laugher in the land down under?
Well, I'm sure they took it very well. You know, they're very well-going people for the most part.
They do. They don't let anything bother them.
Right. Right.
So, yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I like that
But it's just one of those funny little gaffes in the world of the world, you know?
Right. Well, that's a funny headline. I'm going to have to look that one up because I'm curious to see what the reaction was down under. That's pretty funny. Rooted in Oakland.
Nice. Rooted in Oakland. And I'll be honest with you, John, I have been rooted in Oakland, and it was pretty good.
Okay, good for you. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Not recently, I would assume.
No, not recently. But when did we shoot the film? My film was back in 2013, 2014, so it's been a while.
Yeah, rooted in Oakland. That's good. Yeah. There you go. Okay, so that takes care of headlines. Let's move on to Starting Nine and... This might be one of my favorite trailers of all time. It is a really good trailer. I'm assuming you've seen it since you
the Top Gun
did Starting Nine.
Top Gun 2 Maverick.
Top Gun 2.
Or Top Gun Maverick.
Call it. Yeah. Great trailer.
It looks awesome.
Fantastic trailer. Yeah. I was stoked. I watched it twice. And I'm like, I can't wait to see this. This looks like not so much the acting part of it, but just what they show, you know, the whole, you know, the adrenaline rush of seeing a fighter pilot or a fighter jet, you know, whizzing through the sky and doing crazy stuff that
Yeah, get you know, Navy you know, recruitment your blood video. Pumping. Yes.
Right. It's perfect. So you got nine players with Tom Cruise movie quote names. Yes. So this should be fun.
Well, we've done Tom Cruise movies before. I think we did either last year or the year before when one of the Mission Impossibles came out. We did mm-hmm. you know, a series of, you know, like Mike Minority Report.
Right.
Got it. I was like, let's go deeper and let's do famous Tom Cruise quotes from movies, but with baseball players actively in baseball. Here we go. Help me help you, Darvish. Who can forget the scene from Jerry Maguire when he said, help me help you, Darvish.
Right.
Maybe you remember from Top Gun, the original Top Gun. I feel the need, the Ian Kennedy-D for speed.
I like it.
And also from Jerry Maguire, you compete, Alonzo, me.
I'm going to start coughing with this cold.
It's really part of the zeitgeist at this point, or zeitgeist, depending on how you pronounce it.
It is.
Right. Remember, A Few Good Men, fantastic film, riveting. Did you order the Cody Allen Red?
I want the truth. That was good. The Cody Allen Red.
All right, ready for the next one?
Sure.
All right, here we go. From one of his first films, you may remember from Risky Business when he said, Porsche, there is no Ramirez substitute.
That's good.
Okay. Also from Risky Business, one of my favorite lines of all time. I'm being chased utterly by Guido the Killer Pimp. I like utterly as an adverb, by the way.
Yeah, it is. I've been utterly.
It feels violent, right? Like he slid into his knees and broke his, tore up his knees.
Is it? Wow.
Okay, now we're jumping back to Jerry Maguire again. I guess. His best lines really are from Jerry Maguire. They are the most famous lines. Show me the Manny Machado. That's a weak one. I should put that one first. That's weak.
Okay. I like it. The Manny Machado. Show me the Manny. That could
mean. Okay. Here we go.
Different things to different people.
One of his great supporting roles in Tropic Thunder as Les Grossman, a.k.a. Harvey Weinstein. First, take a big step back and literally buck farmer your own face.
That's a great one of his best roles ever, because it was an uncredited cameo, even better. It was fantastic.
His best supporting role, I think we'll all agree, is the award he should have won the Academy Award in Magnolia.
Yeah.
He lost to Michael Caine in The Cider House Rules because, hi, I'm Michael Caine. I'm doing acting. Yes, this is how you do it. Okay. All right. Thanks, Michael Caine. I think we get it. I think we've seen this character 1,000 times. But have you ever seen that character, Frank T.J. Mackey, before, walking around, doing his thing, then the sad stuff with the dad, later connecting, written for him based on his relationship with his own father, whatever.
Wow.
Respect the Brad really Peacock and tame the Ronald Acuna.
Double.
Frank T.J. Mackey.
Very well done. That wraps it up? The double, usually the double or the triple is the
I try to, if I've got a double, I put the double at the end.
Well, you did that triple that one time. That was good.
Yeah.
Well, actually, you've done that twice. It was a long time. And just a few weeks ago, you did a triple, I think, or a few episodes ago. Probably a couple months ago, but a few episodes ago. So that takes care of starting nine. And we're going to jump into extra innings and take a look at what's going on outside the world of baseball. Big trade. That was kind of a the Thunder decided that, you know, we really don't care about our fans anymore, so we're just going to completely throw our team into the toilet. And they traded Paul George and Russell Westbrook.
I mean,
and they got Chris Paul back, who really doesn't want to play for them, and his best years are behind him.
Way Ick. Behind him, yeah. Yeah, it's weird. Like, they were so close to winning, and then they did that weird Harden trade, and it was like, oh, no, they recovered. They recovered from that Harden trade. Okay, that's okay. That's okay. And, oof, this, and it's over. Now the Thunder are just over. And so what, the Clippers get George, right? Mm-hmm. How funny is it? The Lakers were going for George last year. He re-signed with Oklahoma City because, like, yeah, you know what? This is just where I want to be. And it was like, oh, no, wait a minute. This isn't where I want to be. Trade me. All right.
Yeah.
And so the Lakers don't get him or Kawhi. And Kawhi winds up at the Clippers. The Clippers, Kawhi and George, that's pretty good. I just can't help but think that the Clippers are going to Clippers themselves and not do anything with it, but that's a solid team.
Yeah, I think the Clipper, I mean, the entire NBA has been turned on its ear.
Yeah.
And we have
The commissioner didn't have to interfere with any activity, any Laker trades, in order to get the Clippers these players. So that's really well done this time for the Clippers. That's an improvement.
Well, one of my favorite stories of the year... I'm a big Tour de France follower, and Rohan Dennis decides in the middle of a stage, which was the day before the time trial, which is he was the favorite to win the time trial, just pulls out of the race, quits for no reason. And his entire team was like, what are you doing, man? No one knew there was anything wrong with him.
Right.
And he just quits, and then he disappeared.
Yeah, for like an hour or two, no one had any idea
where he went.
So great.
So like, that's you can't make that stuff up. I still don't know what the bottom line was. I haven't done any further research on that. But it was during the race when it happened. So I was watching it, and they were like, the announcers were just stunned. It's like, well, why would he quit? Tomorrow's his big day.
Yeah,
you know, and he just. They talked to the team management, and they had no clue. They were like, we didn't even know anything was wrong with him. This is an elite athlete. That'd be like, you know, a top 20-ish athlete in any sport just calling it quits in the middle of a game, just walking away. Say, I'm good. I'm done.
I mean, look, if we can get this kind of stuff going on with the Tour de France, you got me. I'm interested.
Yeah, but it is... Hey, I don't know if you're a fan, you know, listeners, I know you're not a huge fan. I think you probably peripherally follow it, but this is the best Tour de France in 15 years. It is wide open. And if you have anything to do if you like exciting sports, I think specifically the Thursday, Friday, Saturday stages are going to be really exciting. That's my plug for the Tour de France. Yeah.
And, you know, someone might drop out in the middle of the race.
Right. And you never, and they might go missing. So you never know. Or someone might fly off a mountain, you know.
Maybe some people on the side of the road could throw things at some of the bikers. I don't know. Let's mix it up.
That's happened before. They have had bottles of urine thrown at them. They have had tacks thrown across the road.
Speaking of bottles of urine.
Oh, what?
That brings us to R. Kelly.
What did he do now?
R. Kelly is in jail now for like multiple accounts of like sex trafficking. And like, this is somebody who's been on like the bad guy radar for years.
Yes.
Like for years, like there's everyone was like really hoping there'd be a Donald Trump P tape, but there's like an R. Kelly P tape. It was like, well, you can't really see if it's R. Kelly. Like, because it wasn't HD, you're like, I think that's R. Kelly. That's R. Kelly's jacket, and that's R. Kelly's shoes. It says RK on his belt buckle. We think it's R. Kelly. Well, you can't prove that it's him. It could be someone borrowing his belt buckle.
Or
fair enough. Good lawyers. Yeah, setting him up, right? But Pete was peeing on underage girls, which is freaking horrifying. He continued, by the way, I was once a quasi-fan of Mr. Kelly, or Mr. R, or whatever you're supposed to call him. His Trapped in the Closet series or whatever is really one of the most amazingly... It's like The Room, but all sing-spoken. It's like rap, sing rap, talk rapped. It's right. It's as bad as The Room, but in just a majestic way. Like, just honestly, It's not worth listening to. You got to watch it. You got
to
watch the thing.
Oh, you have to watch it.
It's the Trapped in the Closet show. It's
okay.
Like I've had a couple events where I was like doing a screening for something I had done. I put this on as sort of like the pre-show entertainment. Oh my, it's just because it's like half hilarious and half like, wait, is he serious? Like, wait, is this
right?
Am I supposed to be laughing this hard? There's a midget and there's a girl named Bridget, but not as a joke, but it's a joke, right? Like right. It's a joke. That's what you do the whole time. Right. Like this is a joke, right? Okay. No, wait, it's not a joke. No, it must be a joke. Anything that gets you thinking like that the whole time you're watching it is art. Unfortunately, he's in jail now for doing bad things. No, it's fortunate he's in jail, but unfortunately he was doing some bad things. He's happy in solitary confinement.
Wow.
Because he's worried about what other people do.
Is that kind of like a reverse psychology thing?
I think he's probably concerned that other people are going to urinate on him, John. R. Kelly is happy in solitary confinement because there's no one there to urinate on him.
That's probably a good thing.
I mean, that's my editorial at the end, but
okay,
that's what I think.
I think you have one more thing to say. What's coming up next?
Find out the latest news about R. Kelly in our exclusive documentary entitled "You're in Trouble."